So this is especially important to me, this time right now, as to what's going on in our world. It's what some people think of as a crisis. And you may think that too. That's a pretty intense word when you think about it, crisis, but it's having an effect and impact on all of us. What's most important is how we react to it. So it's like the thought of when somebody or something deals you a bowl of lemons, what do you do with it, you know? So that's what really matters in all of this. And knowing who you are right now, because when we're in a situation, and it doesn't have to be just now, any type of situation, it can push our buttons. It can push the very negative within us. It can also push the positive, but the negative will find its way to bubble up and mask that which we are. And so this is, I wanted to talk, give a little class on this, help us all to understand, have a little more clarity, and hopefully be able to move through with a bit of a different perspective in all of this. There's a lot of question about where do I get my answers? How am I going to find them? What am I going to do in my life? What does this mean to my life now? And so, not even just now, but even prior to this coming up. So this is what makes me go out and speak to the people that I do the classes and such, because we're really responsible for who we are and what we're doing here, how we think, what we say, how it comes out of our mouth. You know, we can say something like, the sky is blue, or I can say to you know, the sky is blue. And we receive it different. So we are very responsible. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Okay, you're there and you're fine. Okay, you're good?
Hi.
Okay. This is a time right now, especially, that I think this class helps bring perspective to people. The first place I want to start with is I want to talk about the soul and the soul's objective. And what that is its evolution. When you think of a soul and where we come from, we are the spark of the divine, of creation. Some people can call it God, some people call it source, whatever your name is that you have for it, which does not matter as long as you understand what it is. The soul's achievement is so that you know who you are, what your purpose is, which is to reincarnate and to learn and advance in your individual wisdom and the collective wisdom. So your wisdom sort of coincides with the collective, but it's individual. We're all at different, and I don't like the word level, but short of any other word that comes to mind at the moment, it's where you are in your evolutionary understanding. And so, as you learn in each lifetime, you collect this wisdom, you learn through this wisdom, and you grow through this wisdom. Now, as you do that, if you can envision a big pot, okay, of everybody's wisdom and learning and what they think all going into this pot, okay, this collective is also infiltrating to you. So what somebody else learns into you, what you learn goes into somebody else. It's a part of the greater collection. So, and I just want to point, if somebody wants to stop or ask a question, or you want to understand a little more or go into a little more, stop me. Say so, okay? And this is where a little bit of the internet is different than working in a in the live group. So how do we evolve? Okay, that's a good question. How do we evolve? Because what I've learned through regression and channeling and working with spirit, I've learned, and through my own regressions, my own prior time lives and such, we learn through being the victim and the victimizer, okay? And I actually write about this in my new book, and so I'm not going to talk a lot about it, but we have to learn through our actual suffering and pain and our wounds, because as you know, if something is very easy, we don't have a tendency to learn it as well or maybe as easy as when it seems to stick better when we've had to go through some type of turmoil or some type of pain to understand it and learn it better. It sticks within us. So through that, when we are the victim and victimizer, we have an opportunity to grow through it, to heal the wounds, and so that the next time we incarnate, we avoid those types of behaviors and patterns. Now, the victim is a person who suffers in some wound of sorts from another aspect, either another person or a situation. But we've all been the victimizer too. Now, that might be hard to understand when I say that, but you probably all have murdered somebody in another time. And that might be really hard to even conceive of that concept, you know. But I know I have. I've been to that time. It is mortifying to my soul now to even think that I could harm something or someone. But I have. And it was one of my greater lifetimes that I learned through. And I made a sort of what I want to call a pact, an understanding, a contract at that very moment where I realized I do not want to do this any longer. And so therefore, the soul learns this way. And when it's time and you leave your embodiment and you go to your review, you bring with you all of that feeling, that information. So I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So the darkness of your past and your pain is what really helps you grow through and incarnate. And that's not to say the good times don't teach you also, because like, for example, if you have somebody on a street corner and they're a homeless person and you feed them, it doesn't mean that you're not learning through that also, because that feeds your soul also. But somehow when you have hurt someone, it just sticks in a different way. So like I said, when you're finished in a lifetime, in a particular lifetime, and you go through the death scene and you go to your review. In the review, that's where you're going over the entire lifetime from multi aspects. And when I say multi aspects, it's the most amazing process, because it's like putting on everyone and everything's pair of glasses so that you can see it from that perspective. So that's even hard to wrap the brain around when you think about it. How are you going to be able to see all of that? Like if you chopped a tree, you will see life through the tree's vision. If you squashed a bug, You're going to see that. If you hurt someone, you're going to see that. If someone hurt you, you're going to see it. You're going to see all of it, okay? And that's what happens in the review. But it's the great learning process of how we're going to move through in order to evolve the soul. And hopefully there is some of which we can clear so that we don't have to keep coming back and doing the same repeat over and over again. And what I like to see, what I like to think also is that we can do it through regression, whether it be a past life regression and going to a particular time and healing that woundology between you and whatever, or between lives where we go to and understand more through the spirit form. So that's, those are other ways that we can also clear our woundology. We're here looking to achieve a higher awareness, to move into a higher vibration. And when I say vibration, that's maybe hard to think of one vibration being higher than another. So I'm going to put it in terms of a frequency. So there's a low frequency, there's middle, there's high, and it goes throughout. And as your frequency changes, your density changes also. So many people talk about dimensions and moving into different dimensions or beings from other dimensions, but they also have a different density. And so many of them exist amongst us, but they're of a different density, so that you may not really even see them. You may just see a light, and that's all you see or know, or you may just feel their vibration, and that's because they're of a different dimension and density. So as we move into this higher vibration, and we're achieving a higher vibration, what we're looking to do right now is go from three dimension, three density into five dimension. You may or may, who knows that? Who's familiar or understanding that? No. Okay. So I'm just gonna, there we go. Okay. So, As we're moving into this higher vibration, this fifth dimension, this is a dimension where there is more light, less density, less form, and less discrimination, less judgment, more compassion. Unity to all, a realization that you and you and you and the earth and the plants and the animals and everything that is existing, we are that, and that is us. So this is changing also, but the only way it can change is for our heart to change, which then vibrates us at a different level. We're also moving into supporting the earth more. So there's a lot of movement for caring for the earth, recycling, earth climate changes, things of that nature, because the earth is a soul and a spirit also. And she is alive and she receives and she hears what's going on. So we're moving into, as we move into that higher vibration, we're moving into this deeper caring for other people. If you look at what's going on now, right now, in these last couple weeks, if you notice how much people are coming more on board for caring for other people. During 9/11, people pitched in without a thought. They just automatically reacted with care and compassion. These crises are I don't want to say they're designed, but they happen. The result and hope is that we have more compassion, more love, and we become lighter, each individual. And as I do, as you do, as you do, as we all do, we are raising into a lighter vibration, which is moving us into that fifth dimension. Everybody understand so far? Yeah. Okay. And in that, in this opportunity, we exercise our choice. And that as a soul is our right to exercise our choice. So we can either walk on by from something, or we can stop to figure out how can we help, what can we do, can we put our hand out to a neighbor in some way, what in whatever way that is. It's our choice. We have a lot of choice. Being of a soul, the soul has choice. And I'm going to talk more about that in a few minutes. But within that, that also forms in our DNA, those choices and what we do with them. This holds in our DNA. And this is part of our next evolution and incarnation. So we bring all of that in with us the next time we come, wherever we come into embodiment or whatever. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a little while when we get into that right this moment. So I want to talk about what is a soul. A soul is more than the physical body, and it's more than your personality or your ego. There are three parts to a soul. There is the low, middle, and higher self. The low self is the body. It's just your physical body. It's almost robotic without the middle self. The middle self is the place where the ego resides and the personality resides, and that we store a lot of what we think there. And then there's the higher self, that which remains in spirit form and connected to all of consciousness and to the universes, okay? But all of yourself does not totally embody. Only part of you embodies. So part of you remains in that spirit form. Now, that part that's in the spirit form, that's the part that knows who you are and nudges and talks to you. That's the part that still remains as the spark of light that comes from the divine and will always remain there. And depending on your evolution and your soul level, so to speak, how evolved you are, will determine how much of you embodies and how much remains in your higher self and how much may split and go into other embodiments. And I'll talk about that in a minute too. So this part that's your high self, when I do my past life and between lives regression, when I do energy work, and whenever you journey or do specific work and you go in deep below the lower brain waves, you can access this higher self of yourself. And this is where you get to experience the magnificence of who you really are. And once you consciously are aware of that, consciously, your mind now says, ah, I now know what that feels like. I know what that looks like. I know the peace that that brings to me. You now have a conscious awareness of your high self. And the fact that you are in relationship all the time with your high self. It is the voice many times that tells us go left instead of going right, even though the brain said go right. Oh, I should make a right turn, but something's just telling me to go left. You know, this sound, this feeling inside that we all get in some way. This is our high self talking to us. And the more in tune you are with it, the more you have the capacity to hear or to feel it or to see it in some type of reflection within the world, you know? And it can come in so many different ways. It's an amazing, beautiful happening. The soul's consciousness, this higher self, is always, it always exists. It will never not exist. It has always and always will. But it will take different shape and form. And how it does that, as it's eternal, it's consistently expanding and growing and creating. And you co-create with all that is. So it doesn't remain the same. It is, and you are, the frequency of light. Now, that may be hard to think about yourself as being light because we're in a dense body. That's okay. You are the frequency of light. How do I describe? When you see the sunlight starting to come up in the morning and you say, ah, the light is coming up. This is sort of like the light of you in a way. It is without the density of your human body. This high self is also yourself, your authentic self, who you really are. And what's important for us as we are embodied in on the earth is for us, you hear it all the time in the metaphysical world, okay? Be yourself, be your true self, be your authentic self. Well, what does that really mean, you know? What does it mean? It means to develop your own presence, to explore your real naked truth. None of us want to feel naked. It's uncomfortable to pull down our mask and feel the vulnerability in the world because the world can be very harsh. And all of us have had some type of cruelty. Kids can be cruel without even really realizing it. They can be brutally honest. Parents, our social aspects, it comes from all over the place. But it calls you to pull down your mask and get real. You know, and sometimes we can do this with a real close friend or a partner where we feel really comfortable. But when you meet your high self, this is you without any of the illusion that you have about yourself that you must be something in order to prove something into the world. And this is why I say it's so magnificent to experience who you are, because that's not any of the illusion that we buy into. And we all buy it. We all have story. It's part of what and how we're learning to be who we are. And what we may not need from a time ago, we now try to absolve, or what I call transition or transmute through, so that we no longer need it and change it and absolve it. And if you can do that, you are awesome, because that is not easy. We're so rooted in it. We believe it with every ounce of our being. So to be able to experience your high self without that illusion, I remember the first time I got to experience it. I was in awe of who I am. Now, that's without ego, okay? Because it sounds funny to even say it, you know? But it's the most amazing experience a person can ever have, is to come in contact in all parts of yourself with who you really are without those illusions. So we have to be willing in some way, when you experience this, you say somewhere within yourself, do I really need those layers of illusions? What illusion can I get rid of that I thought, but now having this experience, maybe I don't need that so much anymore. Maybe I like this better. So maybe we don't have to prove or hide anything. Maybe we just like what it is. And I think, you know, it's a funny thing what I see in the world. I see a lot more of this, people coming into their own. And yet, in some way, there's more hiding in a funny sort of way. So it's a dichotomy. But I love to see people becoming more of who they are. Good for you. You're experiencing you, the real presence of you. It calls you to simply be the best of you, inside your perfection, and live it. Live your perfection. There's no such thing as real perfection, but live your perfection. So the soul has a mind. It has a divine intelligence, and it has intention. And the intention, somebody must have a bird or something.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, so maybe can you mute yourself so that we don't hear the bird?
How do I do that?
Okay, let's see. I can just put you on mute. Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. So this divine intelligence, it's always with you. And when you are your high self between lifetimes, okay, this is where you have an intention and you create a contract, okay? And your contract is where your life purpose, your learning of who you are, how you're going to carry that out, all comes in that. And that's why I say this is divine intelligence, because it doesn't come from your mind. It comes from that connection to source, and it's fueled by the desire to progress in your wisdom each lifetime, because it's truly what you want for yourself. You want to progress in your wisdom. I will admit that I have met people that I don't think are really on that path. But it's not for me to judge. It's just that I perceive this. My job is to help others come along and support them in that process. Mine is not to judge a person of where they are or the story that they come through. I just want to help people come along in whatever fashion that might be within my venue and capabilities. But sometimes it's hard to believe that someone feels that way. And, you know, you might just refer to politics at this moment as I'm saying this, okay? Because we've all heard somebody speaking something and you say, wow, I'm not thinking that so much, that their desire is to progress. Okay, so you get what I'm saying. All of this is encoded in the DNA and we carry it in each lifetime. It continues to build. And I want to stop here. The scientists talk about junk DNA, but there's no such thing as junk about it, okay? It's just that they have not uncovered what that DNA is there for. But I believe we're in a time now where there's more and more being revealed, and this is going to be revealed, what this DNA is about. From my perception and my understanding and working with people energetically through regressions and channeling and such, my understanding of that junk DNA is that there are codes, and these codes are going to be enlivened, and they are being enlivened right now, collectively to a degree, but individually, depending on where you are and how your soul is perceiving and receiving, okay? I know this for a fact. I can feel it within my own self, and I perceive it within other people. In one way that this is being done, and there are numerous ways it's being done, in one way, it's coming through the sacred geometry and the symbols that we're receiving, because they don't